I can give you umpteen reasons why I should not marry Gerald. For one thing, it's his track record. He has been to the altar 3 times, and the 3rd time wasn't the charm. That was the biggest mistake of all. But I don't want to dwell on that. It's Gerald's possessiveness and control that were so sweet at first, but now I realize have the potential to kind of get out of hand. Gerald's less than ideal childhood left him so emotionally damaged that he always felt he had to try harder at everything to measure up. So he had to be the super boyfriend always there. And then there were his kids. They are grown, thank God. But as most children of divorce, they have perfected the art of control by guilt. Get dad to do as you wish by pushing the guilt button works every time. Now they're grandchildren. If I were married to Gerald, we'd be babysitting and sending kids to camp and taking kids to Disneyland. We'd be broke from birthday and Christmas and confirmation presents. We'd spend our time at dance recitals and Hara's juvenile sports events. And there are our differences. He likes mountains. I like beaches. I'd like a slow cruise, while he'd prefer running rapids down a river. I like planes and package deal vacations. He is hungry for the motorhome experience. He appreciates sports and comedy TV, while I prefer drama and news. He wants to live in the country. I need to be close to people and a strip mall. Just put me near a coffee shop and a dollar store. Speaking of money, he believes it exists to be spent. I believe it is to be saved for a safety net. I don't need a lot. So, with all this information fresh on my mind, why am I considering marriage at all? Can't we just keep on as we have been for so long, dating and enjoying time with each other, with vague references to marriage someday? Why isn't this enough? Maybe it's because Gerald is the man of my dreams. Beautiful, kind, sensitive, loving, funny, generous. He has my heart and I can't get it back. If he left me today, he'd be taking my heart with him. But he isn't leaving today. It's in 2 weeks. Gerald has decided to move to the woods in Oregon. Thus, I have to liquidate most of my stuff, rent my house, say goodbye to my friends, my volunteer job, my life as I know it, and move to the woods. Start a new life, find a new job, new friends, church, shops, everything, because I can't lose my heart. I have to marry Gerald.